The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, what's going on, everybody? This is End Time Headlines, and it's July 10th, 2024. We want to welcome you to tonight's broadcast. Listen, do me a favor. If you're new, first time joining us, first time coming on the broadcast, first time hearing us on Spotify or Apple or whatever platform you may be watching or listening from, if you're able to comment, let us know in the comment section below that you are new and where you guys are joining us from. And if everybody watching can do us a favor, please smash that like button. Help us spread the word, get the message out there. Help us be seen on these platforms. And this is the easiest way you could do this, by simply smashing that like button and taking it a step further. Hit the subscribe button, hit that bell notification for you guys watching the visual of this. For you guys listening by Apple or by Spotify, again, please give us a good review that help us push these podcasts out there so that others can find us as well. Again, I hope everybody's having a great week. As you know, we're a little bit behind. We typically broadcast on Monday, Tuesday, and we take off on Wednesdays and come on here on Thursday and Friday. But we had a storm come through over the weekend, knocked us out, had to reset everything, fried a lot of our electronic, or not our electronic equipment, thank God, but our internet and our router got fried, and we had to replace that. So we're a little bit behind, but we're getting back on track. But nevertheless, we're here with you tonight. We're back in the saddle, and we appreciate you guys coming on here tonight. Again, I'm Ricky Scapero, the founder, the pastor, and the voice of End Time Headlines. And tonight, we're going to give you some news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. Let's go to the book of Daniel chapter 12, because this is going to be the foundation in which we're going to build off of, because I'm going to talk about tonight a tech expert, an expert in technology. This man was well known because he wrote a book in which he predicted the iPhone era. And he said that one day a computer would beat someone at a game of chess by 1998. Well, not only did his prediction come to pass, but his prediction about the iPhone era, all that came to pass as well. So this guy has been given a track record of becoming the tech prophet. And again, that's just an alias that he's given. I wouldn't consider him a prophet, but this guy is, again, he's on the forefront of this innovation. He's one of these technology innovators. He's out there on the forefront. He sees things coming down the pike, and he can make these predictions. Well, he's come out recently, and he has made four stunning predictions about the future of AI that I think we need to talk about tonight. So that's where we're going. So Daniel chapter 12, I'm going to pull this scripture up. Many of you guys know this passage. We've quoted it many times here on different segments. But here in the book of Daniel chapter 12, this is all prophecy here. This was given to Daniel the prophet. These were visions given to him by the Lord. These were words of the Lord given to him by the Lord. And it was pertaining to the future. It was pertaining to the time of the tribulation. It was pertaining to the future that we all read about, that John the Revelator also sees in 95 AD when he writes the book of Revelation, when he was exiled to the island of Patmos. Okay. So in Daniel chapter 4, we read, Daniel chapter 12, verse 4. I want to make that correction in case you're listening by Apple or by Spotify. Now, you guys that are watching by the visual, you see this. Daniel 12, 4, Daniel is told to shut up the words of this prophecy, this book he wrote, the book of Daniel, that this book was to be shut up and sealed. And look at this. The Lord tells him, until the time of the end. So this book would be sealed up, it would be shut up, but it would eventually be opened. There would be a certain time period. And the Bible says, until the time of the end. Now, again, we can speculate on what that is, okay? But if we go to the New Testament, the time of the end, or the end of the age, is the end of the church age, It's the ceasing of the age of the church, the age of grace. A theological term is the dispensation of grace. When that has expired or come to an end, a major transition takes place. I believe that's when the rapture of the church happens. And then humanity is thrusted in and enters into the full age. Now we're already seeing the beginnings of this, but we go into a full age of apostasy. And I base that on 2 Thessalonians 2, where it talks about there'll be great delusion. There'll be great deception, that if it were possible, even the very elect would be deceived. And again, if you read that, 2 Thessalonians 2, there's a restraining force in the earth that is holding back all of this. It's holding back the Antichrist from being revealed. It's holding back the lying signs and wonders on that level. Not saying that they're not happening today, but not on that level. But once the restraining force is removed from the earth, then the wicked one appears. His full manifesto comes to fruition. He deceives the masses. He invades Jerusalem, takes over the temple, sets up his headquarters. Kingdoms surrender their empires to him. He forms the eighth and final empire of the beast. The false prophet comes along with him. They issue a system which is buying, selling, and trading, which we call the mark of the beast. They institute a image of the beast that is created by the peoples of the earth that are hand-selected and hand-picked by the false prophet. It's all in Revelation 13. So I believe when he says, seal this book until the time of the end, we can know in part, we see in part, we know in part, but it will not fully be known. Listen to me. The only generation that will fully understand this, I believe, will be the generation when all of these things begin to come to pass that Daniel spoke of. And we don't have time to go through and dissect every single thing that Daniel prophesied or was shown about the future. But notice this, it says, let me go back here. He says, shut up the words of this book and seal it until the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. Again, many shall run to and fro. This is the advancement of transportation. The gospel will go around the world. Remember Matthew 24, this gospel, the kingdom shall be preached unto all the world as a witness. And then what? The end shall come. But that's, I want to home in right here. And knowledge shall increase. Now, if y'all remember, what was it? Last week we did a segment on this. We touched on this. We talked about the explosion of knowledge and how knowledge advances so fast and so quickly that you can buy a computer, you can buy a phone, and 6 months from now or a year from now, it's already outdated. Why? Because they've already increased the memory. They've increased the RAM. They've increased the processor in it. The camera in your phone is going to get better. It's going to be more advanced. Your computer is going to get faster. It's going to get more advanced. It's going to get more technology. And then you have at one time we had 3G and then 4G and then we have 5G and now they're working on 6G and then 10G. You had the age of UHF, I believe it was, the standard communications of television. Then it went to the digital age, and then it went to the high definition age, 1080p, 720p, 480i, and then it advanced to 4K. Okay, now we're in the 4K era, but they're already making, by the time you go out here and buy a 4K television to watch a little bit of programs that they offer in 4K, you can't even, now it's getting where when you go to certain stores, it's not a 4K TV, it's 8K. So they're already, again, you buy something that's a piece of technology and 6 months to a year later, it's already outdated because something bigger, faster, and greater and more superior has already replaced it, okay? So having said that, I want to talk about, there is, again, if you missed the introduction of this podcast, I want to talk about today. Let me pull this article up. I'll show you this right here. This is from the Daily Mail. Listen, here's the headline. Quote, tech prophet who predicted the iPhone years in advance makes alarming forecasts for the coming years. That's what we're going to talk about today. Okay. Again, we welcome everybody just hopping on, maybe on YouTube, maybe on Facebook, maybe on Rumble. You're just coming onto the program on the live as we're broadcasting this. We welcome you again. This tech expert, excuse me, who is Google's Ray Kurzweil, he famously predicted the iPhone era and the fact that a computer would someday beat people at chess by 1998. He has a track record of predicting sea changes in the industry, has made several eye-popping new forecasts and a new book. He's written a new book, and in this book, he makes four stunning predictions of the future of AI. And today I want to talk about, we're going to break down these four future predictions and why these are chilling and why you need to pay attention to this, especially if you understand Bible prophecy and you understand where all of this is leading to. All right, so here we go. Number one, Kurzweil predicts, and again, I'm going to read all four of these and then we'll go back and break down each one of these, okay? Kurzweil predicts that humans will fully merge with artificial intelligence, becoming immortal cyborgs by the year 2045. Okay. Number two, he claims that advancement in AI will make it possible to resurrect loved ones and connect our brains to cloud technology and what he calls the fifth epic of human intelligence. Number three, he believes that people will begin to achieve what he calls escape velocity for immortality by the year 2030. Guys, that's 6 years from now. And then number four, he predicts that entertainment will eventually put, quote, every thought in someone's head into yours. Now, let's talk about this. All right, number one, Kurzweil in his book predicts that humans will fully merge with AI, becoming immortal cyborgs by 2045. Quote, the singularity is the idea that artificial intelligence will eventually surpass human intelligence, fundamentally changing human existence as we know it. Kurzweil says that babies born today will be just graduating college when the singularity happens. Eventually, nanotechnology will enable these trends to culminate in directly expanding our brains with layers of virtual neurons in the cloud. In this way, quote, we, humanity, will merge with AI. He claims that, quote, these are the most exciting years in all of history. Kurzweil says that we are about to enter what he calls the fifth epoch of intelligence, where man merges with machines, triggered by the arrival of human-level AI and, listen to this, brain chips like Elon Musk Neuralink will help this become possible. Kurzweil believes that in the years after 2029, human intelligence will multiply millions of times over by human beings connecting directly to machines. He says a key capability in the 2030s will be to connect the upper ranges of our neurosities to the cloud, which will directly extend our thinking. In this way, rather than AI being a competitor, it will become an extension or an addition of ourselves. Again, this is where he's coming up with this cyborg theory. Now, what does this even look like when we talk about this? Let me give you some examples of how humanity will merge with AI. Devices like Neuralink aim to create direct communication pathways between the brain and computers, potentially enhancing memory, learning speed, and overall cognitive functions. Then we have what is called AR and VR. This is augmented reality and virtual reality. These technologies can create immersive experiences that blend the digital and physical worlds, enhancing education, training, and entertainment. Then there's what's called physical augmentation. These are prosthetics and exoskeletons. These are AI-powered prosthetics and exoskeletons that can restore mobility and strengthen to individuals with disabilities, potentially surpassing the natural capabilities of humans. Then we have what's called wearable technology, kind of like what I'm wearing, smart clothing, accessories that monitor health metrics, provide feedback, and enhance physical performances, like AI watches or watches that, you know, like these smart watches. Those are examples of that. Then you have personalized healthcare. AI can analyze vast amounts of data to predict health issues before they even occur, enabling preventative measures and personalized treatment plans. Let me show you an example of that. Here's a perfect example of what we're talking about here. Look at this headline. Facial scans may be the future of healthy aging and detecting disease. According to this new study and report, facial scans could soon do more than just unlock your smartphone or identity. Facial scans could soon do more than just unlock your smartphone or identify you at the airport. Researchers have unveiled a novel way to assess aging and detect metabolic diseases using nothing more than the heat patterns on your face. Dubbed ThermoFace, this technology could, quote, revolutionize how we monitor health and aging in the future. I'm going to read a little bit of this. Quote, imagine walking into a doctor's office and instead of undergoing a battery of tests, simply having your picture taken by a, quote, special camera. This camera doesn't capture your smile or the twinkle in your eye, but rather the intricate patterns of heat across your face. According to the new tech, this new technology and research, these thermal images contain a wealth of information about your biological age and your overall health. ThermoFace is not just about predicting your chronological age. Researchers discover that the difference between a person's predicted thermal age and their actual age correlated strongly with various health indicators. People whose thermal age appeared older than their actual age were more likely to have metabolic issues like high blood pressure or elevated blood sugar levels. ThermoFace could be used to detect, listen to this, certain metabolic diseases with, quote, high accuracy. The system was particularly good at identifying conditions like fatty liver disease and hypertension, often spotting these issues before traditional diagnostic methods. Guys, this is the future of healthcare. We did a whole segment on this. AI hospitals, fully integrated artificial intelligent robots in the hospitals, replacing flesh and blood physicians, nurses, medics, doctors, RNs, CRNs, nurse practitioners, all of that. We talked about that. AI holograms that are doctors. You go into whether you go into the office or you stay at home, you're diagnosed by a doctor that's not really a flesh and blood doctor, but it's an AI hologram. This is the future of healthcare. This is again, these predictions that this guy's making is not far-fetched. We can all see this, especially us who keep up with this stuff. The implications of this research are far-reaching. Imagine a future where a quick facial scan at your annual checkup could provide early warnings about your health. Again, so this is the selling point. It's the selling point. Then you have enhanced communication, where AI has come in and revolutionized this. With real-time AI translation, you can facilitate communication between people who speak different languages and breaking down language barriers. Even emotion recognition. AI systems are now capable of analyzing facial expressions, voice tones, and other cues to understand and respond to human emotions more effectively. And by the way, all of this technology, guys, is being used by police departments and security in different states here in America, even overseas in China. All this technology is being used to track down, come on, people who are quote unquote bad characters or people of interest that they monitor. This is the same stuff. AI can process and analyze large data sets to provide insights and recommendations in various fields from business to science. It can also manage complex systems autonomously, such as self-driving cars, hello, and smart cities. You ever heard of the 15-minute cities? Improving efficiency and safety. AI can collaborate with humans in creative processes, generating new forms of art, music, and literature. It can assist in designing products, buildings, and systems, offering new perspectives and optimizing functionality. It is also, it will automate certain jobs. It will create new opportunities in industries requiring a shift in skills and education. It also raises concerns regarding data privacy, security, and ethical uses of AI technology. God, this is why people are losing jobs, because this is taking over. And then we get to what's called transhumanism. This is the end game and quote unquote cyborgs. And this is what this tech expert is saying is the future, where we merge machine with flesh. Now, remember, let's go back to the book of Daniel. Remember, I told you, and we've covered this, and I know a lot of this, guys, you know this. If you guys keep up with our ministry and you are regular listeners and viewers, then you're educated on this, because we keep you educated on this. But maybe you're new and you just come on and you never heard this. But if you go to the book of Daniel, Nebuchadnezzar has this vision, and he sees these empires these are cessation of empires that will come. It starts with the head of gold, the waist of bronze, and you have the legs of iron. Then you had the 2 feet and then the 10 toes. Okay. And all these are the cessation of empires, starting at Babylon, going all the way down to the Roman Empire. Okay, and then you come down to, prophetically speaking, you have the 10 toes, which are these final 10 empires, these 10 nations that will rise in the end time. John the Revelator speaks of this in his writings, and out of them will emerge what Daniel called is the little horn, which is the Antichrist. He will come up and rise up among them, and he'll pluck up 3. And the Bible tells you who they are again: Egypt, Libya, and Ethiopia. Now, what's interesting about, and I'm going to say this, you've already heard me say this, but I'm just going to reiterate this real quick. Daniel describes, and Nebuchadnezzar describe, these 10 kings as a mixture of iron and clay. Now, there's a plethora of interpretations of this, but what I find interesting is with the advancement of technology and AI, the way it's going, and the push for transhumanisms and cyborgs merging flesh with metal, could it be possible that by the time we get to the fulfillment of what John saw and what Daniel saw, and these 10 kingdoms, could we see humanity already integrated with transhumanism? And this is why he said, I saw it was partially iron and partially clay, because could the armies that are created in the future be these killer AI robots that are cyborgs and transhumanism, an army of transhumanistic soldiers? And that's why they're part metal, part flesh, or iron and clay. I don't know. I'm throwing that out there as just an hypothesis, something to think about. And by the way, you've heard us talk about, I know Brother Larry Raglan and I, we did a segment on this. We talk about conditioning. We talk about how predictive programming and conditioning, how Hollywood, the mainstream media, the music industry is always, they're always flooding us with predictive programming. Now, what do I mean by predictive programming? If I were to try to define to you what is predictive programming, it is it's this concept where in which the media, again, the mainstream media, Hollywood, the music industry, and even forms of literature and art is used by powerful elites. They want to saturate the public and get us familiar with planned future events. So let me explain that a little bit better. They want to condition you to certain events, certain things that transpire. So they incorporate these things into their scripts and into their music. This concept implies that presenting these scenarios as quote unquote fiction, and doing so, the public becomes desensitized or conditioned to accept these events when they actually happen in reality. So when we talk about transhumanism and cyborgs. Guys, we have been preconditioned for this all the way back, even as far as in 1973 to 1978. Now, some of y'all may remember this. I remember this because I was born in 1977. And I remember it was still on television, even as I got a little bit older. But y'all remember the series called The $6 Million Man? That was a series that introduced, again, this series was about a man that was part flesh and part metal. He was a cyborg. He was transhuman. Then you had the Terminator series. They had all the spinoffs of that. Then you had the RoboCop series. You had the Blade Runner series. You had Alita, I believe it's called Alita or Alita, Battle Angel, Ghost in the Shell series, Cyborg, Elysium. You had Upgrade. You had iRobot. You had Bicentennial Man. And the list goes on. What is this? What am I talking about? I'm talking about, again, predictive programming and conditioning a society to embrace and accept what they call fiction, and it becomes reality. And that's what's happening now. So Kurzweil predicts that this process will be fully inundated in 2045. Okay, so number two. Then we have what he calls advancement in AI that will make it possible. Now, this is terrifying, to resurrect loved ones and connect our brains to, quote, cloud technology. And he calls this the fifth epic of human intelligence. Kurzweil believes that AI technology holds the promise to bring back the dead. At first in the form of simulations which replicate a person, and then he says that physically they will be resurrected back to life. Kurzweil attempts to bring back his father, who died when Kurzweil was 22 years of age, using AI, began more than 10 years ago. So this guy, when his father passed away at 22 years of age, 10 years ago, he was experimenting with technology, trying to raise his father back from the dead. Kurzweil created a replicant of his father by feeding, listen to this, this is terrifying, by feeding an artificial intelligence system with his father's letters, his essays, and musical compositions. He writes, quote, "We are already creating through our digital activities enormously rich records of how we think, of what we will and what we feel." Quote, "And during this decade, our technologies for recording, storing, and organizing this information will advance rapidly. By the end of the 2020s, Kurzweil expects highly realistic, non-biological recreations of people and then living bodies." He states that, quote, "Eventually, replicants may even be housed in cybernetically augmented biological bodies grown from the DNA of the original person." Hello, Invasion of the Body Snatchers. If anybody's ever seen that, that's exactly what this sounds like. This is, again, terrifying. Kurzweil predicts that humans will move into artificial bodies. Kurzweil predicts that humans will move into artificial bodies that will be more advanced than what biology even allows, and that by the 2040s, he says it will be possible to make a copy of a person. So the concept of using AI to speak to the dead. Now, this is going to be a little geeked out for some people, because I'm not trying to be too complicated, but I'm trying to help you understand this. This involves creating digital simulations of deceased individuals. How do they do this? It's based on their digital footprints, their recordings, their writings, all their personal data. And by the way, and it's all out there, guys. Google's got it. Facebook's got it. Meta's got it. All of your little social apps and your games, all that. It is capturing your digital footprint. AI will collect and analyze vast amounts of data from social media, emails, videos, other digital traces left by these individuals, and this is what will help them create a comprehensive profile of the individual's personality, their language, and their mannerisms. Advanced natural language processing algorithms can be used to create chatbots that mimic the way the deceased individual communicated. These chatbots can then hold conversations that feel like talking to the actual person based on their speech patterns, vocabulary, and topics of interest. They're doing this right now, guys. We've talked about this. Then AI can replicate a person's voice, and that's happening right now, using voice synthesis technology by analyzing recordings of the individual's voice. This technology can generate new speech that sounds remarkably similar to the deceased individual's. Guys, this is how hackers are using this technology and ripping people off by making phone calls and impersonating a business, impersonating neighbors, friends, or relatives or loved ones, but proclaiming to be those individuals. And it sounds so much like their loved ones that people are being fooled by this technology. Again, absolutely terrifying. Then you have the aspect of video and holographic representations. This is where your deep fake technology and 3D modeling comes in. This is where AI will create a visual representation of deceased individuals. These can range from simple video avatars to more complex holographic projections that can interact with people in real time. Hello, image of the beast. Revelation 13. Remember what it says there? Go back and read it. It says that the false prophet will have the people of the earth create an image that will both speak and live and cause people to worship the beast. And guys, there's technology now out there, again, that uses these avatars and complex holograms that can interact with people in real time. That's why I'm telling you, that's why I'm convinced that we are witnessing the very technology that will be used by the Antichrist and the false prophet in the end times. AI can also simulate the decision-making process and behavior patterns of the deceased based on historical data. Oh, that's not scary, is it? This allows the virtual representation to respond in ways that are consistent with how the individual would have reacted when they were alive. Okay, guys, now this may fool some people, but if you really know an individual and you have a personal relationship with them, this is not going to fool you. So again, oh, come on, I could preach right there, because if a fake Jesus appears and claims to be the Messiah, I'm going to know. Listen, if you know the Word enough and you've been in tune with the Holy Spirit enough and you've been in communion with the Holy Spirit enough in your prayer time and your devotion time and in His presence, and the longer you handle the authentic and the real, the quicker and more easy you can identify the counterfeit. Come on, I could preach a whole message on that, but I'm just going to give you that little snippet there. AI can tailor interact based on the relationship the user had with the deceased. This will provide more meaningful and personalized conversations. It can remember, listen to this, shared experiences and reference them during interactions. This is AI we're talking about, has this capability to do this. And with this, Kurzweil says that humanity will become a million times more knowledgeable. Now, when I read this, guys, you know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 7. Here's what 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 7 says. In the last days, watch this, humanity will become ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. And notice the one thing, and we're not through with all of his predictions yet, but the one thing I noticed, the common thing about all this, that I noticed, you know, the one thing that is never mentioned in all of these predictions, it's never referenced, it's never mentioned, not once, and it's the existence of a creator and God. So again, these guys, they don't want God in the equation. A lot of them are atheists. They don't believe in God. They don't believe in a creator. So they're ever learning. Oh yeah, they're ever learning. They know they have all the knowledge, they have the wisdom, they have the innovation, they have the creativity. They can make these predictions, they can invent these things, but it's amazing how they're ever learning, but they're never able to come to the knowledge of the truth, not a truth, but the truth. And the truth is, come on, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Come on, in the beginning, God created it all. He created us. He created all of the animal kingdom. He created the worlds, plural tense. Read it in the book of Hebrews. He fashioned them by faith. All of these things. And the Bible says in Romans chapter 1 that men are without excuse. Because they can just look out and they can behold the trees and the skies and the grass and all the handiwork of his creation. But yet these people become ever learning, but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. All right, number three, Kurzweil says that humanity will begin to achieve what he calls escape velocity. And he talks about moving into the realm of, quote, immortality in 6 years from now, by 2030. Now, he says the way that this is going to be achieved is through the advancement of health treatment using AI, which we've already touched on that. He writes that by the year 2030, AI biological simulators will do clinical trials in hours rather than years, leading to new drug innovations and longevity treatments. All this backed up technologies, which he describes as the fourth bridge, where humans can back themselves up using technologies. And let me say that again. This is weird. He calls it backed up technologies, which he describes as the fourth bridge, wherein which humanity can back themselves up using technologies. He says that, quote, the long-term goal is medical nanorobots, and these will be made from diamondoid parts with onboard sensors, manipulators, computers, communicators, and possibly energy sources. All right, and then number four. And guys, before I go to number four, listen, we know, I don't believe that God is ever going, I don't believe God's ever going to allow us to reach that level. I believe God will put a stop to it. We were never meant to die. The only reason why we physically die is because of the sin of Adam. Are you hearing me? If I was to take a knife and cut my arm open, it would bleed out. But you know what's going to happen? My body was created to heal itself. The red blood cells, the white blood cells, all these things would quickly work together, and it would begin to do its work in my body. And I'm using some real like simplistic terms here. I don't want to get into because I don't know all the technical terms of what you want to call this, but I'm just going to say it how I am going to say it. Your body would begin to try to heal itself, stitch itself back up, repair itself, and form a scar that will be left behind. But notice that your body was created you were never created to die. The only reason why we physically die, again, it was one of the repercussions of the sin of Adam that came in the garden, okay? So again, when we start trying to make these bold proclamations and shake our fist at God saying we will reach immortality, we'll never die. I don't believe, because according to Psalms 90 verse 10, man's years shall be 70 and 80 or more by reason of strength. I don't believe God's going to allow or permit that to happen. So if we ever got to that point, friends, I believe that's the point of no return. God's going to come in, and as if we've not gotten there already. I mean, look at the crazy inventions and creations and things behind closed doors that we're experimenting with and we're playing God with. So this is another, for me anyways, I believe is a major sign that we are at the point of no return. And this is another reason why I believe the Lord is about to come back. Number four, this is the last one, guys. Kurzweil declares that entertainment will eventually put every thought in someone's head into yours. Kurzweil says that our human brains will be upgraded by what he calls nanotechnology, enabling new forms of entertainment. He says the entertainment will eventually put every thought in someone's head into yours. He says that brains will be upgraded by quote, harmless nanoscale electrodes inserted into the brain through the bloodstream. Now, who's, I know when you heard that, you were ready to sign up for that. I mean, am I the only ones, you know, wasn't you just like chomping at the bit when you heard that? Like, where do I sign up for that? Where do I get on the waiting list? Because after all, it's harmless. It's just simple nanoscale electrodes, and it's inserted into my brain through my bloodstream. He says that freed from the enclosure of our skulls and processing on a substrate millions of times faster than biological tissue, our minds will be empowered to grow exponentially, ultimately expanding our intelligence millions fold. Again, I do not believe that the Lord will permit such nonsense to be accomplished on the earth. I don't believe this. I believe all of this, guys, is a couple things here, and we're going to close this tonight's broadcast. One, it is fulfilling Daniel's prophecy of Daniel chapter 12, that knowledge is increasing, just like the prophet said it would in the last days. Number two, this is all paving the way and preparing the way for the introduction of the beast system, Revelation 13, in the tribulation. And number four, this is pushing us that much closer to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because, friends, all through the Bible, God permitted humanity to do, all through the Bible, God permitted humanity to do what they were trying to accomplish. He let them go so far, and then he stepped in. One of the greatest examples of this is Genesis chapter 11. Your Bible says in Genesis chapter 11, this is the famous account of Babel, the Tower of Babel. The Bible says they were of the whole earth was of one language. It was one speech. They all came together and they had one accord and one purpose. And they said, quote, come, let us make bricks and bake them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone and they had asphalt for mortar. And they said, come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower whose top is in the heavens. And let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered abroad over the whole face of the earth. There are some historical writings out there by Josephus, and his writings, he puts in there, he talks about how, and again, I don't understand, I don't fully know how he had access to a lot of this information that has been lost over time, but he states in there that it was, there was no knowledge in that day that Nimrod, who led this up, he was in defiance of God, and because God destroyed the whole earth of a flood, he said, lest his mentality was, lest the Lord bring another flood or great deluge to destroy the earth again, in defiance of God, we will build a tower and a structure that will reach the heavens so that God cannot touch us and destroy us. So the Bible says in Genesis chapter 11, verse 5, but the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the sons of men had built. Let me pull this up so you can see this. I want you to see this on my screen, what I'm looking at. This is, again, this is Genesis 11, 5. Look what the Lord said. Indeed, the people are one and they all have one language. And this is what they begin to do. I said, this is what they begin to do. Look what he says here. Now nothing that they propose to do will be withheld from them. He said, now nothing that they propose to do will be withheld from them. And he says, come, let us go down there and confuse their language that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad over the face of the earth, and they ceased building the city, thus the name called Babel or confusion. The point is, guys, these people were in such unity and such one mind and one of one accord and one purpose and one intent that God said, God himself, think about this, said, if I don't come down and stop this thing, nothing is going to be withheld from them. They will achieve and accomplish what they're out to do. So again, it's of my opinion, friends, that humanity, these stories like we're covering today, is an indicator in showing us that these wicked men, these wicked elites, these people that's running these things behind the curtain, the man behind the curtain that's pulling the strings of this technology and trying to force humanity into doing these and trying to play God and trying to live immortal without God, trying to advance technology without God and do things without God. I believe God is going to permit and allow it to go so far. And then, my friend, he is going to cut it off. And I believe that's one of the intentions, I believe, of the Jacob's trouble or the great tribulation that we read about. So listen, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. I want to leave you with Luke 21:28. As always, Jesus said, when you begin to see all of these things coming to pass, look up and lift up your heads because your redemption is drawing near. Listen, guys, if you downloaded our free app, I want to encourage you to do that today. Stop by our Apple store, our Android store, depending on your device. Get the app today. Type in End Time Headlines. You'll see it with the official ETH logo. Download it today. Hit yes to push notifications, and you're going to be squared away. Every headline, every podcast, every notification right there at your fingertips. Do that today. If you're watching the visual, this Facebook, YouTube, Rumble, under the description of this video where it says download our free app, just go there, click on the link, and you can get yours and pick it up today. And as always, guys, if this ministry blesses you, encourages you, equips you, informs you, all of the above, if this is your home church, whatever that looks like for you, whatever your relationship is with this ministry, we want you to pray about becoming a monthly partner. You could do that two different ways. The easiest way is electronically through the app. That's the easiest way. Or you can jump over to our main website right there on your screen, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. You can give electronically there through Venmo, Cash App, PayPal, or major credit card. Or you can give by check or money order, and you can make it out to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391. That's going to be Monroe, Georgia 30655. So, guys, we're going to sign off for tonight. We plan on being back tomorrow night, Thursday, July 11th. 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, and tomorrow is the second week of the month, meaning that yours truly will be on the Big Picture with Bishop Larry Ragland's Kingdom Intelligence Report, and I'm sure we'll have a great topic of discussion there, and we'll have a great time. So we're looking forward to seeing you guys over on the Big Picture with Larry Ragland tomorrow night. 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. Until then, I pray the Lord bless you, may he keep you, and may his countenance shine upon you. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.